Hello. Radio. Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am so excited to be here and share this information with you. Our show today is to let you in on my secret, and my secret is the amazing healing benefits of honey. Yes, honey. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I am a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Please check out my website, massagebycolleen.com, for more information about what I do. This program today is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. So let's get started right away with this honey. When you think of honey, what do you think of? I always thought it was just bees and maybe some honey that I would put in my cup of tea. But boy, am I wrong about that. The healing benefits of honey are completely amazing. Research shows that primitive people collected and ate wild honey as far back as 9,000 BC. That was in northern China, using honey in the fermentation process. And we're going to talk about that too during this half hour. In Egypt, honey was used as a prime ingredient in prescriptions for hundreds of conditions. Stomach pain, constipation, urinary problems. Honey was taken orally. It was made into paste and ointments for the treatment of ulcers and sores and wounds. And this is what really shocks me. Honey was being used to treat burns. It's soaked into strips of linen and put over the affected area to promote healing and prevent sepsis from setting in. The high sugar, low moisture levels create an osmotic effect, drawing liquid out. And excess fluids are drawn from wound sites, which is reducing the inflammation. Yet honey is very gentle and won't harm your tissues. If you mix some honey with a little bit of vinegar or lemon juice, it can help coughs, colds, and sore throats. If you have anything that you would like to call in and let us know that you've used honey for, please give me a call. The number is 267-338-6609. Hippocrates described honey for ulcers and sores. Aristotle claimed that those who regularly ate honey lived longer. The pharaohs were buried with it. Honey has been used by every culture for thousands of years, right up until about the 20th century. Even in 1910, honey was still being recommended for medical treatments. What changed? Well, that was the discovery of antibiotics and penicillin. Now, of course, while both antibiotics and penicillin saved many lives, I don't understand why we stopped using honey for treatments. I feel like our mentality is to skip over the homemade remedies, the simple things that we can make at home, which of course may take some time. It might need to be repeated daily or even several times a day for many days. And I know it's much easier for people, as busy as we are today, to go to a doctor and get a prescription. We take a pill, and then we're finished. But I like to think of these wonderful healing remedies as ways to love ourselves. Taking the time out of our busy schedule to nurture yourself is truly a gift to your soul. Picture this scenario. You cut your arm, and you really don't give a thought to cleaning it out or covering it up. And off you rush off to work. Now, during your hectic day, maybe you're banging your arm on your equipment at work or your file cabinet, and some dirt and germs get in. By the time you get home, your cut is really red all around the outside, and the skin is starting to get a little bit hot. But again, you don't really think much about it. You just wash it off, and off the bed you go. The next morning, you have an ache in your arm. It's super hot, and it's not just red anymore. Now it's turning white. That means there's an infection. So today's not a great day for you to have an infection in your arm. You call the doctor. He says, stop by. You grab a prescription for an antibiotic, and off you go. So great, you're thinking one or two doses, and you'll start to feel better. You're home free. But are you really? Picture this scenario. You cut your arm, and you take the time to clean it out with soap and water. You pat it dry. You put a tiny bit of Manuka honey. That's M-A-U-N-K-A honey. You cover it with a bandage, and off to work you go. You come home, you reapply a new bandage and honey, and the next morning, it's already starting to heal your wound. What's the difference? Taking an antibiotic, although in some cases it is extremely necessary, can cause a host of other problems in your system. If you're a female, then you know that when you're taking an antibiotic, you need to eat some yogurt with that, or you're just inviting on a dreaded yeast infection. Even one round of antibiotics causes major issues in your gut by killing not just your bad bacteria, but essential bacteria that's needed to properly digest and assimilate nutrients. Now, if you don't finish your 10 days of your antibiotic, the infection can come back even worse. And that's part of the reason why the antibiotic-resistant bacteria came about, the MRSA. Here's one thing that I am in complete awe of. Honey, the Manuka honey, has been successfully proven to treat MRSA. Now, this information was taken from hospital studies. It was taken from the book of Honey, Nature's Wonder Ingredient by Jenny Fleetwood. There's numerous studies that prove Manuka honey can help heal MRSA. It can help heal wounds and burns. That's the reason that I am in awe. When I was a nurse's aide, it was not that long ago, I was a nurse's aide for many years, and MRSA was becoming so common in nursing homes and long-term care units. Active Manuka honey is especially successful in fighting this bacteria because of its ingredient, which is called unique Manuka factor. Manuka honey is packaged in New Zealand, where the Manuka bush grows. It's used for burns and wound dressings. And on the plus side, it doesn't stick to the wounds, and it has a deodorizing quality. It's been used for quite some time in British and Australian hospitals, and it's becoming accepted in the United States. If Manuka honey can treat MRSA, why wouldn't you keep that in your first aid cabinet for every cut or burn? If your doctor says you have a MRSA skin or wound infection, or if you have an infection that's become swollen, red, and painful in spite of an antibiotic treatment, ask your doctor whether medical grade Manuka honey would be right for you. The minimum UMF rating is recognized as a 5, but however, it's considered beneficial if it carries a 10 plus or more, which is the antibacterial activity level of the honey. So anything ranging from the unique Manuka factor, UMF 10, to 15 is useful. Anything 16 and above is considered a superior quality. Now, I purchased mine. I live in Levittown, so I have a very hard time finding high-quality organic products. So I found mine at Big Bear, and I've also found mine over in New Jersey at Wegmans supermarket. They carry the higher levels of Manuka honey. It is a little bit expensive, but it's so worth it to keep a little jar in your first aid kit. I've used it for myself, my husband, my children, and my grandchildren. But now, how about for honey? Do you have hay fever? How does hay fever ruin your day with your runny nose, your sneezing, your watery eyes, your coughing? There's been a lot of evidence that locally produced, unfiltered honey with small amounts of pollen eaten regularly builds up an immunity to pollen from plants that grow in that area. That's why it's so important to use local honey. You can find that at your farmer's market or the local farms or health food stores. Of course, I always, always, always recommend using organic, especially if you're going to be using products to heal wounds or boost your immune system. So anything that you're using specifically as a healing, whether it's an herb, an oil, a food, honey, always go organic. You can't go wrong. Ulcers, bed sores, abscesses, burns, and post-operative infections have all been treated with honey, even for wounds that haven't healed after a year. Doctors at Bond University Children's Hospital report good results treating chronic wounds in children with cancer. How amazing is that? With no side effects. I'm sure you all know that every single medication, both prescription and non-prescription, has side effects. Some of them can even be quite frightening. And I am not in any way telling anyone to stop taking their medication. I am saying that sometimes instead of reaching for that pill bottle, try alternative healing methods first and leave that as your last resort, unless it's a life-threatening condition, then of course. Always see your doctor before you stop or reduce any medications that you're on. I just want to give you a quick example from my life of why I am so passionate about trying to heal ourselves. I'm a massage therapist, and I completely believe in your body's ability to heal itself. We were all born with this ability. You can see it in nature. You can see it in the plant world, the animal world. We can heal ourselves if we put the right ingredients into our body. Because we are living in such a toxic environment, it's hard for our body to be able to do this. That's why we have to consciously promote good health within ourselves, with not just the food we eat, but how we treat our body, both physically and emotionally, the things that we say to ourselves also. One of my examples that I like to talk about is a few years ago, I've talked about this before on my other shows, I've had serious lung issues that I've worked with doctors. I was told it's incurable. You know, here's a bag full of medications. You're going to be on it for the rest of your life. Well, it took me years, three and a half years of all kind of healing modalities. I've used massage therapy, chiropractic care, essential oil treatments. You name it, I've tried it. And I was told by another one of my doctors that as I was weaning myself off medications with my doctor's help, he told me that maybe I need an allergy medication. So I thought, okay, you know what? No problem. I'll give that a try. Well, what I didn't realize was the side effects of the medication that I was taking. I didn't read the label because, to tell you quite frankly, when I read the label of side effects, I don't want to take the medication. So this time I chose not to read the label. I started taking the medication. And after just 3 days of taking this medicine, I was experiencing horrible side effects. I had fallen into such an extreme state of depression that I couldn't even believe it myself. One day, my husband and I went over to the supermarket, and I couldn't get out of the car. I was looking at the people walking in and out of the supermarket, and my eyes just filled with tears. And I just felt sadness radiating off of everyone when it really wasn't. It was radiated off of me. And I was looking at parents with their children, and I would think, oh, please, I hope that you're loving your children. I hope that you're giving them a good life. I hope that you're not leaving them unattended or abusing them. I never had thoughts like this before. Where was this all coming from? I went through a roller coaster between extreme sadness to excessive anger, where I don't know, I'm not an angry person. And sometimes all I wanted to do was hit somebody. And I couldn't understand this. I just couldn't understand it at all. And then I started sleepwalking. And I've never sleepwalked. And I was doing some very, very odd things. And that's how the morning I knew I was sleepwalking. So then I decided I better read the side effects of this medication. And guess what? It turned out that I was experiencing every single one of the worst side effects. I stopped taking the medication right away. And that's when I decided to start doing things differently myself. I started taking the honey every day. I removed the rugs in my bedroom. I wash my bedding twice a week on a sanitizing cycle. And I don't open my windows when the air quality is poor. And I've also invested in two different air purifiers. I have not needed any kind of allergy medication since. I love to use home remedies first. I like to think of medication as the last resort, not the first thing to reach for. So in some cases, it is necessary. But in today's world, we are just taking too many medications. I just want to thank you for listening today. You're listening to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking about the healing benefits of honey. So please check out my website at massagebycolleen.com for more information. I want to just tell you real quick why I'm so passionate about trying to heal yourself. As I said, I was a nurse's aide, and I experienced, through taking care of mostly elderly people, what they went through and all the different medications. And instead of being prescribed exercise or healing therapies that you could actually do at their bedside, they were prescribed medication upon medication. And I became so saddened to watch these vibrant elderly people lose the light in their eyes because of being on so many medications. And what if my residents I took care of? I just fell in love with her. She had been through such a traumatizing experience with multiple deaths all at one time in her family that she wasn't able to handle things, and she was put in the nursing home. And she had no family. She had no one left. And she was very, very hostile and very upset, very angry, acted out a lot. And I spent most of my time, my free time, when I wasn't with my other residents, taking care of her. And if I talked to her, if I did her nails, if I did her hair, she was very calm. We could talk about the past, even though she was a little not understanding sometimes what had happened with her family. And then I went on my honeymoon, and I was gone for 2 weeks, and I came back, and she was gone. And I said, "Oh my goodness, where's this woman I was taking care of?" And they said, "Oh, none of the other nurses' aides could handle her, so they sent her out to be evaluated at a psychiatric unit." Well, when they brought her back, she was completely unresponsive. She didn't move. She just sat in her wheelchair. And that's when I decided there has to be a better way. So I went back to school, and I became a massage therapist. And I continue learning. I go to classes and workshops all year round. I never stop trying to find the best ways that we can incorporate all these different things, homeopathic remedies, into our life to help boost our own immune system so our body can heal itself. My mother, my beautiful mother, and my wonderful, wonderful mother-in-law both passed away from emphysema. And at that time, I didn't realize how much I could have done to help them. Emphysema is a horrible disease where your muscles are so overworked, and you are actually in so much pain just trying to breathe. Being a massage therapist, there are so many ways that I can help and teach family members how to gently massage people to release those tense muscles so that they're not working so hard to breathe. This is just simple things that I've learned along the way. Between my old job, my family illnesses, and my own health care, I am on a pilgrimage to find things to help people. So I encourage you, if you live in the town area, please give me a call. I do free consultations. If I can't help you, I will give you information to help you find someone else that will help you. Nothing that I promote on any of my shows do I get any kind of monetary reimbursement for. Everything that I promote is because I've tried it, it's worked for me, or for someone that I love, or one of my clients that I'm passionate to take care of, then I will recommend it. I don't recommend anything that I have not tried. So let's get back to more information about honey before we run out of time. Have you ever heard of mead? It's M-E-A-D-E. It's actually a recipe that I have found from a sacred science cookbook. The recipe is for one of the oldest ferments on the planet, honey mead. It's been around for thousands of years with archaeological remnants spanning Europe, Africa, and Asia. Mead is often infused at that time with medical herbs, and the medical brew would be prescribed to treat a variety of illnesses. The ingredients were simple: lemon, cloves, ginger, cinnamon, water, wild honey, and yeast. Now, if you're interested, you can find this recipe at the Sacred Science Cookbook at sacredscience.com. Honey has been used to make skin treatments, hair treatments. It's been used for nail care and lip balm. So let's make something fun. This recipe that I'm going to give you now is also from the Sacred Science team. They have fascinating information about natural healing methods dating back thousands of years from all over the world. So this is called their Cleopatra Honey Scrub. This skin scrub is a formula discovered on a piece of medical papyrus dating back to 1425 BC. You need one part honey, one part Raytron, which is naturally occurring mixture of alkaline sodium salts. So in today's world, we can just use baking soda. One part honey, one part baking soda. And their recipe calls for one part Lower Egyptian salt. So we use sea salt. So that's just equal measurements, one part honey, one part Raytron, and one part sea salt. You grind all these ingredients together, let it sit for 20 minutes. You're going to gently, before you do that, after you let it sit for 20 minutes, add a couple drops of frankincense and myrrh. This was in their original ingredients. If you don't have them, you don't need to use it. You're going to gently rub this into your skin and let it sit for a few minutes, and then wash it off. Making your own scrubs is easy, it's fun, it's inexpensive compared to store-bought scrubs. And on the plus side, you never have to worry about the chemicals or the toxins that are added. You know exactly what's in your scrub. I love to make personal scrubs like this. I make them for my family, my friends, and my clients. You can customize your scrub for whoever you're making it for. For instance, if you're having trouble de-stressing, add lavender instead of myrrh. Or if you're having trouble focusing, you can add rosemary. You can make salt scrubs, or you can replace the salt with sugar and make sugar scrubs. There are no end to the wonderful uses that you can make with honey. Here's something else that might surprise you. You can use honey to freshen your breath, clean your teeth, and heal mouth sores. To make a honey mouthwash, you'll need a teaspoon of dried peppermint or spearmint leaves. How fun would this be to grow this in your own garden? One teaspoon of dried thyme, one teaspoon of crushed cloves, 2 cups distilled water or cider vinegar. I prefer cider vinegar, and I only use Bragg's. 1 teaspoon of honey. Mix it all together. You could put a couple drops of peppermint essential oil in there if you have it. After you mix it, you let it soak for 7 to 10 days. You strain it. For a strainer, I always use cheesecloth. Then you reserve the liquid. You put that into a bottle and you use it to wash out your mouth. It's amazing what honey can do. So now, these are just a few of the things that you can use honey for. I recommend everybody, and I always recommend this, in your medicine cabinet, keep Manuka honey of an active plus 16 or more. I use that also. I'll take a tablespoon of it just to eat when my throat is sore or if anything's bothering me with the cold wise. So now I did tell everybody that we would be talking about one essential oil at the end of every show. So we're getting close to the end of the show. So let's talk about our oil for today. Today's oil is lavender. As I've said before, please only use high quality essential oils, especially if you're using them for healing purposes. If you're using them to deodorize your house or for cleaning, then you can use the cheaper oils. But a lot of times they have synthetic materials and fragrances added. So the essential oil is not. So lavender today has properties in the oil that are anticoagulant, anticonvulsive, antidepressant, antifungal, antihistamine, anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, septic, antispasmodic, anti-tumor, and also regenerative, to name a few. Because lavender is one of the universal oils that's been traditionally used through all cultures, and it's been known to balance all your body systems. It helps relieve anxiety, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, bruises, cold sores, convulsions, depression, earaches, fainting, hay fever, high blood pressure, hives, insect bites, bee stings, infection, laryngitis, nervous tension, sunburn. I can go on and on and on. I carry a little bottle of lavender oil everywhere I go. A lot of times if I get a cut, I'll take lavender oil and I'll put a drop right into the cut. I've never had a problem where it's burned, it's hurt. My son just experienced some sunburn. What we did, we mixed a drop of lavender oil and some vitamin E oil. We mixed some lavender oil in some freshly scraped aloe vera plant oil. We applied it to his back. Within a couple, it was sun poisoned. And in a couple of days, that was all cleared up. If you're going to keep anything in your first aid kit, I suggest it's a small bottle of lavender and a little jar of Manuka honey. Now, as always, whenever you're going to use any kind of essential oils, I always recommend that you do your research or you consult an aromatherapist. I have personally found the reference guide for essential oils by Connie and Alan Higley to be super easy to use and understand. It's a go-to book many times for anything that I need to look up real quick for any of my clients. If you're interested, that's a book. You can order it off the internet. Again, it's the reference guide for essential oils by Connie and Alan Higley. So what I use my lavender for, of course, I put it in cuts, scrapes, burns, and bruises. I also put it in my diffuser, and I diffuse my house, which induces relaxation, especially for people who are type A personalities and go, 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 and you need to be able to relax a little bit. It works perfect. I put a drop on my pillowcase to help me fall asleep at night. And, of course, I take one drop of lavender and one drop of peppermint, mix them together, rub them on my temples and on the very back of my neck, and it helps reduce any headaches. It's especially good for if you suffer from migraine headaches, if you catch them right away and you rub the oil on them. Before I end this half hour, I would like to say that, first, thank you for joining me. And I want to tell you about my friend, Ann Ford. Her website is Connect with your guardian angels at AOL.com. She's a medical intuitive. She's extremely knowledgeable for issues that are going on within your body, whether they're emotional, physical, whether it's an illness, chronic, or long-term. So if you're interested in finding out more about her, please check out her website. It's Connect with your guardian angel at AOL.com. Now, before I end this half hour, I'd like to take just a quick minute to ask you to shut your eyes, take a deep breath, and let's feel your body relax. Before we get back to our busy schedules for today, I want to fill this moment with positive energy. Feel that energy as it penetrates into every cell in your body. Fill you. Feel that energy flowing through you, into your family, your loved ones, your friends. Feel it flowing through your home, your workplace, through the world. Feel the peace. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I hope you enjoyed this half hour. Please visit me at massagebycolleen.com. And until next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. Namaste.